So the more you win, the bigger the games get. And this is as big a game maybe as you've played since you've been here coming up?
Yeah, probably since I've been here.
So you know, I mean, I know playoff games are big, but this, you know, this end up for a chance. If you win the game, you're going to be number one seed, and
it's been
definitely going to be playing at home. And you know, it basically sets up to achieve a lot of the things that you've set out the season, you know, on your list of goals.
Yeah, and you're right there. I mean, because we talked about this with the kids way at the beginning, even of summer conditioning, and you know, and how important the summer conditioning is going to be towards success for our season. Now our season's, you know, coming to an end, and we've been able to do pretty much, you know, do what we wanted to do with one left, you know, with a couple games left. So we're close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it so nerve-wracking on my part right now, is that we're getting close.
Yeah.
And we got a very quality opponent this weekend.
Definitely. The last couple years in this league, if you want to be good, you got to beat Spring Creek or Fallon. But historically in this league, if you're a contender, Truckee's going to be the team you got to deal with, and that's where you are right now.
That's true. And, you know, there's a reason why, you know, they got a great tradition. They got a great history as far as football goes. And, you know, they had a little dip there a couple years ago. But, you know, for the most part, they're back and they're playing Truckee football again. So they're good. You know, mm-hmm. They're a quality opponent. And I hope we can get it done.
When you think Truckee football, you know, they always have guys who can run and throw and catch. But if you're going to beat them, you got to match up with them up front.
I think we can do that. I think we can match up with them up front. They're well coached. You know, they got good technique. They keep their pad level low. But I think our guys do that same mm-hmm. type of thing too. When I think of Truckee, especially the last couple of years, is they do play team football really well. You know, they got weapons all over, and then even the kids that don't get the carries or they don't get the catches, it seems like when they need something, they get those kids to step up and play too. So, I think they're overall they play very good team football. So,
you guys have gotten contributions from multiple people lately too. Last week you had a big game and three or four big plays out of AJ Kuha.
Yeah, I think last weekend, I think we had about nine kids that actually contributed mm-hmm. to our rushing mm-hmm. total there, and that's pretty
unreal. Five or six different receivers. Cooper yeah. Henderson caught that touchdown pass, mm-hmm. crossing route over the middle that he took to the corner of the end zone. Like I said, AJ Kuha with a couple of plays. Cameron Bertok had a couple of big plays. So you spread it around last week.
You know, and I think Flexbone, I think it, you know, option teams, you need to be unselfish to play them. And I think our kids have done a really good job. You know, you got a couple key people in there, but it helps when, you know, if somebody that maybe doesn't pack the ball around all the time, and then you can get him the ball and he contributes to it. I think that's real important. I like this type of football because we do, when you look at the set, you know, people talk about option, but really it is a three linebacker or a three running back set. It is also a four wide receiver set, you know, so you have a lot of opportunities to do things with the football, and that's what I like about it. You know, it's very unselfish, and you know, there's a lot of ways to get the football to people and mm-hmm. get production out of
yeah.
it.
That's why it's a unique set, because if you go four wides or if you go three running backs, you're usually mm-hmm. you know, in a wishbone or a spread mm-hmm. set, but You do both at the same time in this formation.
I know that's a big draw for it. You know, I've liked it. Oh man, I'm trying to think. Way back when I was in Conrad, we first started watching Hawaii, running it when a lot of those disciples from Georgia Southern went to Hawaii, and I was always intrigued with it because, you know, at that time the University of Montana was pretty successful and they were doing it through the air, and then a coach from North Dakota State went to Montana State, and he was trying to run split back veer and wasn't having much success. And people were saying you can't throw the, or you can't run the option in the Big Sky Conference. Well, Georgia Southern comes up, plays Montana State. I think it was in a quarterfinal game or a semifinal game, and just annihilated him. And you know, and I thought I was in this football pool, so I made a comment out there saying that for all you people that, you know, think that you can't run the option, you just got beat 48-7 or something, because Georgia Southern just ran the option up and down the field.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is, you know, it's unique. I don't know if there's another flexible team in the state. Maybe, I think there might be one out of Vegas, and I don't know how they did or anything like that. They might be in the 4A, but, you know, we're unique, and it's, you know, I know teams got to do things to prepare for us, and that's what our goal is.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, really why we do things a lot, what we do things on defense is to make teams prepare for us. The reason why we do things on a lot of things that we do on special teams, it's just there to make teams having to spend some time to prepare for us. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. As far as the matchup up front that we touched on, you guys have been doing the same thing for a few years, but this is the best you've been up front the last few years.
I don't think that matters what you run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really the key, is up front. You know, I mean, you can have better years or off years, you know, but it comes down to those guys right up front and how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really go as well as your blocking and your blocking or your defensive line play.
And it's not just you're probably six or seven contributing players on both sides of the ball and line of scrimmage that have seen time up there and done a good job for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, right up front, right now, you know, to be honest with you, I think we got the best inside guys that we've ever had in a long time, and I'm talking about center and guards, and that's really the key to running what we run right there is, you know, you put – you know, I'm not saying that our tackles aren't bad or aren't good or anything like that. We got some pretty good tackles. But, you know, really, if you can control that area right in front, you can do a lot of things in the offense that we run. And so that's what we look to do.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this might be the as good a trio on the inside center and two guards as that we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, you know, when we had Romer. Romer, obviously, right, great player. But you know, the whole group, the whole aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be the best group we've had.
And same group of guys doing it on defensive line as well.
Yeah. There's a group of them that's stepping in there. And like Cordell, hopefully we can get him back, you know. But I think the other thing, too, is that we are having some depth. We are having to be able to play kids. You know, we give them the majority of the reps on one side of the ball, not the other, and they'll be able to sub some kids in to give them breaks right there. You know, so we're not, you know, we can last longer in a game. We're not so exhausted, you know, not so tired at the end of the game. You know, so I think that's helped us too.
Your defensive ends play other positions on offense. They're not linemen, so that gives your linemen that you rotate on defensive line a chance to stay fresh and have a chance to get them out of the game and catch their breath a little bit.
Get some water, catch their breath, get their legs back under them. Be able to talk to them is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this year I've actually been able to, you know, it may take a couple times, but I've been able to pull linemen over and, you know, put some other linemen in so I can talk to this lineman, draw some stuff on the board, you know, and tell them, look, this is what we want to do. And this year has allowed me to do that, where some other years where you don't get that luxury.
Are those guys high IQ and high understanding guys where they can come to you on the sideline and say, this is what they're doing to us?
I don't know about the high IQ guys, but no, we got kids that come over and talk to us and say, hey, what do I do on this? Or he's playing right here. So, you know, I mean, we got kids. It's just nice to have that conversation on the sidelines when they're not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
We can get them lined out.
Yeah, when you have the same 11 guys just switching sides of the ball, you don't really get that chance.
Right, until halftime, and then sometimes it's too late.
Mm-hmm. So the matchup itself with Truckee, obviously, you know, really good players across the board, really good team, but what are you expecting to see out of them?
Offensively, I think they're not going to hold anything back. You know, they got their base wing T stuff that they'll run in crunch time, but I think they're going to try and spread us out a little bit, try and confuse us with the formations and motions you know, into our coverages and things like that. Use a deception, a lot of deception, angle blocking and things like that to try and get angles on us up front. I just don't think they can line up and take it right at us, you know, with dry blocking or anything like that. But they will do, you know, their down blocks, pull, kicks. Like I said, use a variety of formations with motions to try and confuse us in the secondary. A lot of play action pass. Mm-hmm.
Do they do things where they run the same play out of different formations?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do that. But, you know, with wing T teams, though, too, you can a lot of their formations kind of they got a lot of tendencies that go with their formations. So we'll see if those tendencies hold true Friday night. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they play, well, you know, they've been known to play a lot of different defenses throw at you, but, you know, they have an odd front package and a even front package, so we've been working on those type of things. You know, they'll just play solid defense.
Mm-hmm. Their personnel-wise, are there certain guys that you have to look out for?
Yeah, good running back. Their quarterback is he's pretty shifty little guy. He does make plays that get broken up. He does have that ability to be a playmaker there when the original play is broken down. So that does kind of concern me. You know, and Truckee's had a history of that. That's one thing I think Truckee does well is that they make something out of nothing. And they seem to be back at being able to do that.
And for you guys, what's going to be keys? What are you going to have to do in order to beat them?
Well, we got to contain that guy. He has taken off and taken the ball to the end zone off of broken plays and things like that. So if we do get him, you know, in a situation, we got to contain him. We got to make sure he doesn't take off on us. Mm-hmm. And either run it in or find some receiver that has scrambled and has worked his way back to the quarterback. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing. Contain them. Then if they do get back into their base stuff, their base wing T stuff, we just got to key and read the way we need to and make plays, do our assignments.
Mm-hmm. And on offense, you're going to have to.
Yeah. We got to line up and just knock them off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got the kids up front. We can do that. We'll see.
All right, well, thanks for taking a few minutes, and good luck Friday night.
All right, man. I'll see you around. We can get going to practice. I've got to get some.
Yeah.